This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall. The worldwide caseload for the coronavirus pandemic stands at more than 542,000, with the number of deaths topping 24,000. The epicenter is here in the United States. 86,000 infections now, surpassing China. 1,300 lives have been lost so far in the U.S. The figures come from the Johns Hopkins University running tally. The largest COVID-19 outbreak is in New York City, where the number of deaths is closing in on 400. The number of coronavirus cases there, almost 22,000. Increasing numbers of healthcare workers in New York are falling prey to the virus as well, their situation made worse by short supplies of personal protective equipment and fatigue, both physical and mental. Elsewhere in the world, the suffering in Italy and Spain remains enormous. Italy's pandemic death count has topped 8,200, with more than 85,000 virus cases. Spain counts almost 4,400 deaths among its 57,800 victims. Along with the United States, Spain and Italy account for about half the world's coronavirus infections, all reporting overwhelmed hospitals and critical shortfalls in medical equipment and supplies needed to treat the sick. In France, a 16-year-old girl, 4 days after being hospitalized, has become the youngest person in the country to die of COVID-19. France has recorded 1,600 virus deaths amid 29,000 infections. On the economic front, the Italian government has ordered its industrial sector to shut down. Companies in Europe are laying off workers at the fastest pace since 2009. American unemployment numbers last week were five times more than the old record, with 3.3 million workers applying for jobless benefits. South Africa, where unemployment is already about 30%, the government has put in a three-week lockdown. South Africa has reached a sad milestone, 1,000 new coronavirus cases. The same is true for Indonesia and Russia. Via remote, this is VOA.